Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 253. And I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and today we are diving into one of the most important but often overlooked concepts in music, and that is musical intervals. Now, before we switch off thinking this is going to be a drive, overly theoretical podcast episode, stick with me, because intervals are one of the best tools you can learn as a beginner guitar player. They're going to help basically explain everything. They're going to help you understand the fretboard better, improve your ear, make learning songs quicker, and even help when it comes to writing your own music. So this episode, we'll cover what intervals are, we'll cover why they're useful, how you can practice them, and I'm even going to finish up giving you a little ear test as well. Now, before we do dive into this week's episode, though, I do have a little bit of beginner guitar community news. And the first thing is, on Monday, the 29th of September, I am doing our live member Q&A, and this will be at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT, and 1 p.m. PDT. Now, the member Q&As are hosted on Zoom, so you can come and join me live and ask your questions. If you can't join me live, you can pre-submit your question. I'll answer you on the call, and you can catch up on the recording, which I'll post in the Academy, and also do the audio in the member-only Q&A. And you'll see all the links, guys, in some emails. I'm sending one out today when I'm recording the podcast on the Friday, and a couple out on the day of member-only Q&A. And in there, we'll have the link you can join me live on Zoom, and also a link you can pre-submit if you cannot join me live. And I hope to see you on Zoom for our live member Q&A. The other thing I want to tell you guys is I'm excited to let you know I'm now offering 30-minute private guitar lessons available exclusively to Beginner Guitar Academy members. So these sessions are going to be great if you want to get personalized feedback on your playing, work through tricky songs or skills, prepare for level assessments for a bit of extra support, ask questions and get, you know, hand-on guidance tailored just for you. And they are $40 for 30 minutes. You can book that over in the community. You'll see a link there in the news section where I announced that I'm doing one-to-one lessons. And also, if you see any post by me in the signature of that post, you'll see a link. You can book it there as well. Take you straight to the calendar and you can book it. And come and hang out with me for half an hour and get my time just for you for that half an hour. Now, I should state that for members, you still have unlimited access to me via private video exchange. You can send me a question via video. You can also send me an audio or text message as well via Support Bubble. That is always going to be part of your subscription. This is just something a little bit extra. When we did our member survey a few months back, this was the number one thing that people requested, was the ability to have a private listener with me when they need a bit of extra help. So now I'm offering you that, and it is there if you want to take me up on that offer. So that is all the member news I have for you this week, guys. Let's dive into this week's episode, Understanding Musical Intervals. So straight away, we're going to begin by talking about what actually are intervals. So what am I talking about when I say intervals? So simply put, an interval is the distance between two notes. So if you play an open string, and then I play the fifth fret, that gap between those two pitches is called an interval. So when we talk about intervals, we measure them by a distance from one note to another. And a distance between notes is referred to as steps. So on the guitar, if you do two frets, so I'm doing the open E string, then I'm doing second fret on the E string, that is a whole step. If I do the open E string and then the first fret, that is half step. So that's how we relate the distance on the guitar, so between half steps and whole steps. So to make it a bit easier to say though, I'm going to take my major scale, and we're going to talk about the notes within that major scale and the intervals within it. So if I take the first note, so I'm doing the C major scale, so I take the C, and then play the next note, which is D. That's referred to as a major second. It is the first note followed by the second note in my major scale. If I then take the first note followed by the third note, which is C to an E, that's referred to as a major third. So it makes sense. That's the third note in the scale, and it's the major scale. Then if I go my first note, C again, to an F, that is called a perfect fourth. If I go my first note, C again, to a G, that is a perfect fifth. C to an A will give me a major sixth, C to a B, major seventh, and then C to C, so I'm going up eight notes gives me the octave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So same note repeated, but an octave higher gives me the octave. So these names might sound a little bit jargon at the minute, but you've already heard these sounds thousands of times in your favourite songs. And just a final bit of trivia for you, because you probably heard me say then obviously major second, that makes sense because it's the first note followed by the second note in the major scale. But then I say perfect fourth, perfect fifth, you can even say perfect octave as well. So these notes were deemed perfect by the church way back in the medieval era because they were stable and sacred. They sounded pleasing to the ear. So that's why they're called perfect. The fourth, which sounds like this, and the fifth, which sounds like this, and then the octave, which sounds like that. So just a bit of fun trivia for you. You might have wondered, why are we saying perfect and not major fourth or major fifth? So that's the reason why. Now, we know what intervals are now, the distance between notes. We've talked about them relating to our major scale, and the first note to the second note is the major second, first note to the third, major third, and so on. Now let's talk about why intervals are useful. I want to dive a little bit more into that. So why should we care about them in the first place? So recognizing songs by ear is the first thing. So many famous riffs are built directly from intervals. So for instance, the opening for Smoke on the Water. That interval there is a minor third. It's a minor third because it comes from the minor scale. It's the first note followed by the third note in a minor scale. If I do the first note followed by the third note in a major scale, it's a major third. So you can have major and minor intervals. If I do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, that first jump there is a perfect fifth. So once you hear these, you never forget them. And this is how we're going to really train this when we talk about practicing. We're going to use songs to really relate these to. Another reason why intervals are useful is they're building blocks for chords and scales. So chords are literally stacked intervals. So if I take a major chord like C major. A major chord is built from the root, so the first note, so our C. Then a major third, so my C to E. And then a perfect fifth, C to G. All major chords are built with a 1, a 3, a 5. So a root, a major third, and then a perfect fifth. That's it, guys. And scales are sequences of intervals. So you've probably heard people say like minor third or perfect fifth or, you know, minor second or something like that. So it's relating again to these intervals. So that's why it's so important. Really important for improvisation and songwriting as well. So when you're jamming, intervals will help you know which notes sound good together. That's how guitarists seem to magically know where to go next. They're hearing these intervals as they're playing. So intervals aren't just theory. They're the glue that hold basically everything together. So that's why it's important to know them. So, okay, so we know what they are now. It's the distance between notes. We know why we want to do them in the first place, why it'd be worth your time practicing them. So you can recognize songs by ear. They're going to help you build chords and scales. It's going to help you with improvisation and songwriting. So how exactly do we practice intervals? So that's the next thing we're going to talk about. So here are a few practical methods to do that. So firstly, we want to play them on guitar. We need to know what they sound like. So we're going to come back to that major scale and play through it and try and get that sound in our ear. A good way of doing that is by singing them. Now, do not worry if you're not a great vocalist. Does not matter. It's just trying to connect these to your voice, trying to hear them and internalize them. And using the voice is a really good way of doing that. And you can do this, I say, walking through our scale. And we then want to relate the sound these intervals give us. So if we take that major second to certain songs, like I said, Happy Birthday. That is my C going to my D, so that is the distance of a major second. So if you're going to hear the song Happy Birthday, it's going to help keep that in your head and in, you know, really get that into your ear. Then if I go to a major third, major third is when the Saints Go Marching In. So the first note to the second note in When the Saints Go Marching In melody is a major third. If I go my first to my perfect fourth, so here comes The Bride, starts with a perfect fourth, and then a perfect fifth could be Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, could also be Star Wars. So which whichever song kind of resonates more with you. So perfect fifth. So Star Wars or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Then if we go to major sixth, is My Way, Frank Sinatra. If I then go to a major seventh, is Take On Me by Aha. And then the octave, Somewhere the Rainbow. So the idea is to really get those songs connected with those intervals. So when you hear these distances, you're not thinking, oh God, is that a major third? Is that a perfect fourth? Try to hum up to it. You can literally hear the song. So there's my perfect fifth. You can think Twinkle Twinkle Little Star there. You also think Star Wars, which is quite a good one. So perfect fifth would be Star Wars as well. So that's how we're going to go around doing this. Now, you can practice with ear training apps. You know, there's loads of free and paid apps. So you just search on the App Store. A good one is musictheory.net, which is a website you can go to and customize the exercise that it has on there. And they also have an app called Tenuto. Beginner Guitar Co., you often use Earmaster, and you get a discount if you are a Beginner Guitar Co. member. Head over to the resource section. You'll see details of how to get that. And over on the Beginner Guitar Co. website, if you go to the resource section, there is a course that I've done, Improve Your Ear, which goes through all your intervals. It goes through chords, it goes through scales as well, has lots of links there to exercises to practice them. But the trick here is to remember, start small. Just focus on a couple at a time. A big problem people find when they're doing intervals is that they try and do too many at once. You've got to build this up nice and slowly. You know, only move on once you've got couple down to begin with. So how I'd recommend practicing these intervals is only a couple at a time. So start with your major second and then your octave. There's a big distance between the two. So obviously major second is very close. Dun, dun, octave is a big jump all the way up. So you want to get the widest gap and the biggest contrast between the notes to obviously help you out a little bit. Then we can start filling the gap. So you can bring the fifth, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or Star Wars. Then the third, which will be Say It's Go Marching In. Then bring in the fourth, Here Comes the Bride. And then bring in the major six, which is Frank Sinatra, My Way. Then bring in the seventh, Take On Me by Aha. So you can see, just adding one interval at a time. So you can go over to musicfood.net and you can customize the exercises. So you're doing your ear training exercise, you're doing the intervals, and then just gradually bring in these extra ones as you go. So starting off with the second octave, just those two. Then bring in the fifth, then bring in the third, then the fourth, then the sixth, and then the seventh, gradually building up. So now we have a way of practicing this. So get the song references in your head, get a cool little app, and then just start programming these different intervals gradually over time. Let's finish off with a little test. So I'm going to test with some of these. Now, if you haven't done intervals before, this might be a little bit tricky, but we'll give it a go. And we're going to start with major second, an octave. So your job is just to say which one it is. Now, say to say, because I normally do Swiss students in the class. Obviously, I'm not going to hear you say it. So guess which one it is, major second or octave. Here we go. So that was octave. Let's do a few of these. So let's do another one. That was major second. And finally, that was major second. So let's now bring in the perfect fifth. So there's your Star Wars or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So now we have our second, we have our fifth, and we have our octave. So what do you think this is? Play again. So that was the perfect fifth. Next one. So it was the octave, Somewhere the Rainbow. So again, think of the songs here. So we got Happy Birthday for the second. We got Star Wars for the fifth. And then we've got Somewhere the Rainbow for the octave. So again, just those three. So second, fifth, or eighth, or octave. What is this? So that was Star Wars. So that was a perfect fifth. One more time. So that was a major second. And last one. That was the octave. And we're going to leave the ear test there just to start getting going with this, looking at the major seconds, the perfect fifths and the octaves. This takes a while to get in your ear, so spend some time in this. Be patient with it. It will take time. Often students get frustrated because it's tough, and we do this in level assessments. And if you haven't been actively practicing this through the level, you know, you do it in the class we do it in and then you don't revisit it, it gets very frustrating because you haven't obviously built the ability to hear these intervals, and they just kind of, obviously you lose it after you haven't practiced it for a little while. So make sure this is a consistent part of your practice. Make sure you go over it, yeah, very frequently, and it will stay, and it will obviously get better. And before you know it, your ear will actually be a tool you can use rather than something which you can't, because you obviously haven't invested the time into it. So that is musical intervals, guys, in a nutshell. So what they are, why they're useful, why I want to practice them, how you can practice them, and then a quick little test just to try and get, you know, three of them into your ear. So if you want to take this further, I recommend downloading the app, as I said earlier, Tunuto, or going over to musictheory.net and spending a little bit of time on this. It's one of these small habits that's really going to pay back dividends in the long run, so definitely worth doing. So guys, thank you for hanging out with me today. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on the next one. And if you want to support the show, please leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or over on the website at bgapodcast.com. That's really going to help other guitarists find the podcast and obviously learn from it and improve. So that is it for me for this week, though. So have a fantastic week of practice, and I'll chat to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.